Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
That's right. He's in a building, ladies and gentlemen. His name is Brandon Kyle Scott. B. Scott from Hiram's Clark joins us. He graces us, in fact, with his presence. And I am always, always, always excited to get what B. Scott's thoughts are, especially when D'Amico Ryans is usurping his time. So what you got for us,
bro? Yeah, so y'all know I've been on the Kevin Durant trade for Kevin Durant thing since the very beginning. And so to be fair, I've tried to talk myself out of it, tried to figure out ways of why they shouldn't do it, and I just keep landing back to it making the most sense. Like, in almost every scenario, almost, right, you don't want to give up every mm-hmm. single thing that you have. But I just don't see how Kevin Durant doesn't make the most sense for the Rockets, and how the Rockets don't make the most sense for Kevin Durant. The question about all of this for me is going to come down to what do the Suns feel like makes the most sense for them. And that's the part that I really don't have the greatest beat on and mm-hmm. can't predict. But if I'm just looking at Kevin Durant and looking at the Rockets, what they would have to give up, what his opportunity would be with the Rockets.
Yeah.
That's his best spot out of all of the places that he either desires to go or seemingly the places that are interested in him, mm-hmm. right? Like, and especially if you combine that or try to find the Venn diagram in that. Rockets are a place that he wants to go. Rockets are interested in him, and they make the most sense. I'm going to be pretty disappointed if this thing doesn't happen. And I would just put it on the back end. I feel like it's not going to happen.
So really?
Oh, really?
I'm preparing myself for said disappointment. Because I think it would just be such a wasted and missed opportunity.
I disagree with your second part of your take because I think the Spurs would be a good fit for both. Just because a young team, similar to the Rockets, veteran guy comes in. But that's neither here nor there.
And I'm giving the Rockets the benefit of the doubt for the fact that they're ahead of that schedule.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
They literally were in a much better spot this year than the Spurs were, so I'm giving them the nod. Yeah. But certainly what you say is correct.
And I totally agree with your first part because, you know why you think it makes the most sense? Because it does. Because it does make the most. You know, what were we talking about during the playoffs with the Rockets? Boy, if they only had that guy. Well, and you know, people want to lament the fact that he's older and all this. I don't care about that right now here with this team.
He scored 26 a game last year.
Yeah.
I mean, like, it would be one thing if he had a game that, like, overly relied on athleticism. You know what he still is? Mm-hmm. Tall and can shoot.
Over whatever you put in front of him.
As they like to say, a bucket.
Still tall, still can shoot, still can handle the ball, still moves relatively well, especially mm-hmm. at that size. Mm-hmm. Like, we just, I think it's one of the lazy things we do in sports is just when a guy gets older, we just kind of default to.
Yeah. Oh, hey, he's in his 30s.
He's in his 30s. It's over. It's about to be over. And it is true that Father Time is undefeated. Like, it's not like he's going to be able to do it forever, but he's got the kind of game that translates well into old age. You think about it. And mm-hmm. I understand LeBron James is an anomaly. He's his own thing. But if LeBron James, given all of the physicality that his game requires and all of the miles that he has on him, mm-hmm. has been able to figure things out at this age, you would figure that somebody that is similarly situated as an all-time great like Kevin Durant, but whose game translates much better to being old, will be good old you know, will still be good old, right? Will,
even Harden.
Should be good long. Yeah, Harden is another good example. Mm-hmm. And somebody who doesn't necessarily look like his game should translate, but not above the rim. Mm-hmm. You know, it requires a lot of nuance and skill. So to me, like, Kevin Durant should be able to do the Kevin Durant things. Now, obviously, injury is the thing that we're, you know, got to have that caveat for. And the older you get, the more prone it seems like you are to injury. I'll give you that. But Kevin Durant, as far as skill and how his game translates, should be able to do this for another 3 years at least, if not longer. So, like, I'm not scared of the age thing. And he's got the quality. He's got the one thing that the Rockets themselves were missing, and that's the shot creation. That's that reliability at the end of the game, somebody that you can give the ball to. And I will point out, and I feel like I did this the last time we talked about this, and this is key for Rockets fans who were, like, reluctant to hand over the keys to Kevin Durant. Mm-hmm. I don't feel like it would be that way. This would be the first time he's being traded to a team where he's still Kevin Durant. He's still an icon. He's still all of those things. But it's not necessarily his team. I think that it'll still be, like, they're not trading Amen Thompson. I don't think Alperen Şengün is going to be a part of this. So it'll still probably be, like, their team, Ime Udoka's team, which I'm sure would be perfectly fine with Kevin Durant, given his respect for Ime Udoka and even those young players that I just mentioned, right? Yeah. Like, he is, I think that this is going to be the first time in his career where he would be able to, just immediately take a back seat.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's the point. It would remain Ime's team. And I think coming into whatever relationship that ultimately gets consummated, should it get consummated, that's an understanding that's there. And I've always said Kevin Durant actually has kind of seemed like the dude who was not really wanted to be that center guy. It's one of the criticisms I had of him with Oklahoma City. It's one of the things that I think people got on Russell Westbrook about in a way where it was like, Russell Westbrook noticed a void and was like, if nobody else gonna do it, I will.
Yep.
We're like, why are you taking these shots? Because KD doesn't seem to want them sometimes.
And then after that, he went to somebody else's team.
Yeah.
Right. And then after that, he created a team with other guys that are like him, right? Mm-hmm. With James Harden and Kyrie Irving, who he could lean on. And that's kind of been a similar situation in Phoenix, right? Devin Booker's there. They bring in Bradley Beal. I know that's a lesser degree, but they've had other guys there, you know. I think that, you know, again, for Kevin Durant, this is if that's the case, well, you finally get to get that, right? Like, you finally get to go to the team where they're not expecting you. They're expecting you to be the bucket getter that you are.
Yeah.
But now we've already seen these young stars emerge in a way to where, look, the team is theirs. The team is, you know, the culture that's set by the head coach, you know, ahead of everybody. And then you just come in there and play your role and play basketball, which, to your point again, is what it seems like Kevin Durant has always just wanted to do. Come in and hoop.
Yeah. I'm curious what your thoughts are. Something Reggie and I were and Figgy were talking about yesterday. You mentioned no Şengün, no Amen. What about Jabari or Tari?
Yeah, that's the and so that's the reason why I've tried to talk myself out of it because I didn't feel like, and I had one of our producers, I think Byron, was texting me about this. Like, man, would you give up Jalen Green and Jabari Smith for Kevin Durant?
That was the question.
You know, and so that's what's out there, right?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
And I was like, yeah, I would, but I don't think you need to do all of that, right? I don't think that should be necessary because, like, I'm on the side of, hey, F them picks, which are considered to be the much more valuable of the assets. I'm acknowledging this on the front end. Mm-hmm. I'd rather give up the more valuable asset than this actual player.
Than what you have.
Than what I have in this actual player that I like and I know what I what I'm getting from in Jabari Smith. So that's where I'm at on it. Like, to answer your question, I prefer to give up that 2027 pick, mm-hmm. which is super, super valuable. Maybe not the 2029, but the 2027 pick. I'd be down with that. But if it costs Jabari somebody that it didn't really feel like they knew exactly how to utilize, mm-hmm. and you're just replacing Jalen Green's minutes with Kevin Durant minutes.
Yeah,
I mean, that's hard to. Now they've brought back Steven Adams, so you know you've got, you know, some enforcer mm-hmm. off the bench, and that double big lineup you figure is going to be much more of a factor throughout mm-hmm. the season and next season than it was, because it's something that they kind of discovered.
It wasn't until midway.
Yeah, midway, maybe even after midway through the season when they even discovered that that was a thing for them. Mm-hmm. So that's going to be a thing. Like, Steven Adams all of a sudden is a more important part of mm-hmm. this piece to the puzzle, or a more important piece to the puzzle than Jabari Smith was. You know, I wouldn't have predicted that a year ago.
Yeah.
But where we are now, yeah. No, I do it.
No, and I feel you on pretty much all of those counts. The only thing that's tough is, I think, in order to match salaries, it feels like Jabari is one of those guys that would be key in helping match salaries for, unless you start doing a three-team trade, which is possible. And, you know, that is something that you could have in order to make this thing go. One of the things that I find interesting, though, is if you are concerned about the Kevin Durant injury thing, I'm not trying to put this up there as a gotcha. I do wonder, though, if those people are also as concerned about relying so heavily on Steven Adams, because he actually has more injury management that has had to be done to get him to that place. I know that, you know, on the text line, someone's mentioning the last 5 years, a couple of those years he was dealing with that foot injury that he was coming off of. When he was going to Brooklyn, people are talking about the idea, and I really dislike this narrative, the idea that no team gets better when he goes to them, because it's flat out not true, and it oversimplifies the arc of his career. It's been a weird one, mm-hmm. and legacy talk is going to be something that will happen with Kevin Durant. In fact, I think there's an interesting legacy question to be asked, but like, we could talk about all the situations that happen, right? You go to the Golden State Warriors, and they won with him, and he was the best player in those instances. You can fight your auntie about that. They go to Brooklyn. The reason why they win and lose in Brooklyn is not because of Kevin Durant. It's because Kyrie Irving didn't show up to work. And then the James Harden thing became funny at a certain point, although he was largely fine.
Because of the Kyrie thing, James Harden became disinterested.
Yeah. 100%.
And less interested, and it had kind of a domino effect on the whole team. Yeah. And if we're being honest about it, man, Kevin Durant, the biggest mistake he made in Brooklyn was putting his toe on the line. Yeah. Right? Like if his toe is like a centimeter or two back, mm-hmm. you know, they could be advancing, and that whole narrative about Brooklyn could be entirely different. And that's with everything that you mentioned going on around it. Like,
mm-hmm. and like, then Phoenix is just, poorly put together team once they decided to put their eggs in the Brad Beal basket. And that was because Brad Beal remained injured as opposed mm-hmm. to Kevin Durant nearly as much.
I would say that if that is your take, that the places that he goes, they don't get better, you're not paying attention to the full story. Right. And certainly not paying attention to Kevin Durant's game. It is still pure.
It is. Mm-hmm. 281 does ask a question that I think is fair considering the way that we situated this. How much of a backseat can you take when you expect to be the leading scorer of a team? I'll point you to the Warriors when they had kind of a two-offense system where they still did the Warriors movement offense. And then they got into places where it was like, all right, you go. We went with this movement thing, and in some instances, now it's Kevin Durant going for what he knows.
You wanted somebody who'd be able to do that.
I mean, honestly, the answer to that is simple, though. Like, a team is more than just being the leading scorer of the team. Like, that's just he would not take a backseat as a scorer, because that would be stupid, and that's what you're bringing him in here to do, is to get buckets. Mm-hmm. But in terms of the format of the team, the culture of the team, the tone is being set already. Like, you've already got all of those things in place. You're not asking Kevin Durant to come in here and be like this culture-saving savior. Just come in here and get buckets.
Yes.
And he'd be more of a 16-game player than he would be an 82-game player as well. I think that's also where
postseason.
Like, this is about making yourself more viable in the postseason to try and go win something while your window is here in this parity era, where I don't know you can guarantee that it's going to be 5 or 6 years. You might have a guess of, we got 2 or 3 to try and make this shake. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. A fun B. Scott's Thoughts, talking a little bit about these Rockets. Coming up next, let's get into what's popping, including, you know, let's talk a little bit more hoop. NBA Finals are getting that point. We got a pivotal Game 5. Let's talk about that more next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.